This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Dennis Paulson played and won on the PGA Tour. Currently, he and Carl Paulson host the show Inside the Ropes on the PGA Tour Network on Sirius XM Radio. It is a pleasure to welcome Dennis Paulson to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, man. I'm honored to be a part of this. This is going to be fun. A little Augusta National.
Huh? There you go. You searched for the word. I heard that. Do you like the radio gig?
Yeah, you know, it was really, really fun in the beginning because it was a learning process. I don't know if you've heard the joke that I made. When I was in college, I heard there was a communications degree, and I thought it was for dumb athletes who didn't know how to speak. I really had no idea what communication major was when I was in school. I was a business major, seriously, and that's now what I'm in. And I'm glad I never took communications because they probably would have tried to get me to speak a little better than I do.
No, sure, sure. I've been doing this for 40 years. I try to convince people all the time it is grueling, back-breaking work here in radio.
It is. We're not shoveling snow, though, are we?
No, we're not. This is one of our Masters preview shows. You played in a couple of Masters. What do you remember about all of that?
Well, the first one was pretty special because I led after the first round, but it was more about my wife being pregnant with our second child, and he was due about a month prior. She was there, and I said, you know, she goes to the label, what's the deal? Back then, protocol and everything else with everything, and she would drop off our youngest kid at the daycare and then come out to watch me play. And if something happened, I wanted my cell phone to be available or something. And they, you know, worked it out where I had a pager that would page me. And then I'd go straight to a Pinkerton and they'd help me figure out what's going on with my wife and what the situation was. So being a rookie there and leading in the first round and then going through the possible birth of our son, who didn't come until May 10th, which was nice of him to take a little more time.
Sure.
That was, you know, leading the first round at Augusta was pretty cool because you get crystal for that, too. So along with the eagle that I made at number two in the very first round, got a little crystal the very first day. Kind of neat.
If we walk into the Paulson household, is that crystal, do you see the crystal?
No, not right now. Moving houses and it's all in a box. None of my trophies are out. The only thing I've got out is the last couple of years, I've played in a couple members, and I've got some crystal, and that's in there playing with some fun stuff with my buddies just because they're really cool vases more than anything else.
Yeah, good for you. You know, you talked about playing in it years ago. We used to hear years ago, back in the day, that you had to have experience on that golf course. You had to play it a few times to learn its nuances. So I'm talking to a first-round leader here. Do you think a lot of that is still true today?
Well, I think it catches up with you a little bit if you don't. I mean, I could tell you probably the stupidest or dumbest or whatever you want to call it shot that I ever hit in the event was in the first round on number 8. The back right pin, I laid it up to about 70 yards, and the pin was up on that top shelf, and I threw a sand wedge to the back edge of the green and spun it down to 3 feet. And it was like, wow, okay, that's cool. And then I got up there and I go, oh my gosh, if I would hit it over the green, I'd make an 8, probably. You know, I wasn't smart enough to know. I hadn't learned the golf course well enough to know that that shot was not the type of shot I should have been playing. I'm going to get it close there. I got to chip a pitching wedge or hit, you know, a middle sand wedge and try to skip it up that slope and not throw it on the back edge. Because I just thought there was some room back there and I didn't realize it was going to fall off 5 feet behind the green and, you know, possibly go 20 yards from the hole and I'd have nothing going away from. So, you know, that part of it helps. You know, and then later in the round on number 11, I hit it in the right rough back then their trees weren't quite as close, and the big mounds that were fronting the green to a front right pin really imply. I had kind of a little bit of a jumper lie, and instead of playing long, not knowing any better, I hit short, hit one of those mounds, and before I could say anything, it went straight into the water left. I mean, it just rocketed into the water. So you get a break, you don't get a break, and both shots were hit the way I wanted to. I got away with one and completely didn't on the other one, and ended up making double at number 11. So those are the kind of things that you need to learn. Okay, I'm in a bad spot. Where can I make a three from? You know, how do I play chess here and figure out where's my next best option, because I really can't get it close to the hole. Those are the things you learn over the years that are really, really helpful to get you to play away from it. But sometimes you see enough carnage that it's really hard just to play the shot that's at hand because you've seen so much bad stuff happen either to yourself or to somebody in your group that you're playing with.
We are talking with Dennis Paulson here on the Augusta Golf Show. Your bona fides as a true golfer are now justified, as you can go back and call up shots, individual shots from 17, 18 years ago. I love that.
That doesn't happen very often. I can't tell you many more of them, but I do remember the ones that you get away with or the ones that, you know, you were pretty foolish with.
We got Rory coming in here now looking for that career grand slam. There's nothing wrong with winning a golf tournament. He won last week. But had he not done that, it's possible, Dennis. He could have been sliding in here a little bit under the radar. Do the golfers like being a little bit under the radar?
Well, all golfers like to be under the radar, but they also like to be in a place where he's at right now. If he was, he wouldn't even have been, in my book, even on the screen, the way he'd been putting. Doesn't matter how good you hit at Augusta if you can't putt. And he had been putting so poorly that, you know, it didn't matter. I mean, he's been ball striking it great, and I think it's a tribute to him to be able to keep that ball striking and not get frustrated with all the putts that he's been missing. So, that being said, he's almost gone to the top of the list right now. The guys that I think have a chance to win here. And I don't know if that's a great thing for him, but he's proven to everybody that when he's got a leader near the lead, he very rarely backs up. He just slams on the accelerator and blows by everybody. It's old Rory, possibly. And if that's the case, I got to put him in the top three or four right now. And I wouldn't even put him in the top 20. Until this last week.
Folks have said, I mean, and do you agree with this? When he is playing his best, he is the best.
Yeah, I think Dustin Johnson might be a guy that could hang with him. You know, we've seen flashes of Jordan Spieth pull away and win by 4, 5, 6 shots. But Rory does it with such, I mean, it really looked easy for him, you know, and that's the thing that other guys will do it, and I think DJ's the only other guy, really. He matches him for distance. He's a better wedge player than Rory, but when Rory gets going with his irons, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Everything's 12 feet. You think back to what he didn't do last week. The only hole he really didn't birdie coming in or play well was 17, and he hit it right at it with a 5-iron.
We are, we're 10 or so days away, a couple of weeks away from this. Everybody's all jacked up, and ticket prices, too, about Tiger. What is your take on what you've seen out of Tiger in this return?
Well, I think, you know, I've never been wrong about Tiger. Is when I underestimated him, and I underestimated him a little bit. I figured he would get to the level that he's at right now, but I thought it would take the better part of the year to get to where he's at.
That's not the kind of game that he wouldn't have would be his wedges, his short game, and his putting. That seemed to be in order.
And I thought his ball striking would have been a little better earlier, and it wasn't, but that's improving a bunch. He won't be a factor at Augusta if he doesn't figure this driver out. You just can't blast away and bring the pine straw and do anything great. But you've got to remember that, you know, when it's all said and done, if Augusta, they get to dictate how the golf course plays, and the weather doesn't, 7, 8, 9 under par is always a pretty good score, and Tiger's proven that he can make pars from just about anywhere. That being said, if he can play the par fives halfway decent, he could and should be a factor. I would be really surprised if we're not at least talking about him on Sunday. Winning, I think there is going to be another win in his future if he stays healthy.
We'll be talking about him on Sunday. Foolhardy. It's a foolhardy exercise. I get it. But who do you like coming in?
Well, I really, you know, everybody was talking about Jordan Spieth, and at the beginning of the year, everything Jordan, but Jordan's putter doesn't seem to be figured out yet. We'll get a little better idea, possibly the match play, to see how he's putting. But I hate to count him out because of his track record here. It's ridiculous. And he's going to get up for this. And I was using my own personal experience where, you know, I played really well. Didn't matter how I was playing. I was headed to Westchester. I was excited about going there, and my game seemed to spark up at least decent enough where I had good finishes there. DJ's still on top of my list. I haven't seen him play great of late, but I really think he's the guy that is going to play super well this week. I really do think that since the fall, he's been thinking about this week for a long, long time on his calendar, and I think that's what he's kind of pointing towards. I think if he personally asked him what tournament does he have the best chance at to win that's a major, he would probably say the Masters. I think it's technically up his alley. He plays smart golf, a lot smarter golf than people give him credit for. He definitely hits it to the right and left sides of the fairways, gives himself angles, gives himself options, and he's smart enough to go at flags and play away from them. When he did what he did last year at Northern Trust, where he laid it up on 18, he never would have done that before, but his short game and wedges are so good, figured he could make a par, and that's a lot about how good this player is, and he's been pretty solid. You know, with the putter, he's not making a bunch, but he's not missing anything either that really matters.
He is Dennis Paulson, co-host of Inside the Ropes on the PGA Tour Network, Sirius XM Radio. I've wanted to do this for a very long time. Dennis, thanks for saying yes to this, and we will do this again. Thank you.
You got it, absolutely. And I'm going to give you one more name to be careful of, just for the simple fact that I played with him last week, and he made 8 birdies really, really easy.
And you get to drop the name.
Well, let's just say Phil. Phil is still a thrill, and he is really pumped about coming to Augusta. He is fired up. So if we don't talk about him on Sunday, I will really, really be surprised.
Dennis, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
You got it.